Vibration is the energy of all revealed. Vibration is the energy of all revealed. Our illumination today is that the vibration that we feel all about us, in little things and big things and anything at all, is the energy of all revealed. We feel vibrations, our heart beating. We feel vibrations under our feet. I had an aged secretary one time, and we lived on a very large campus, 6,000 acres. And we had a tree right outside of our house. It was a big, beautiful tree. And every morning, she would do her meditation, lying on the ground at the foot of the tree with her feet up in the air on the tree, feeling the vibrations and the energy transmitting through the tree. And later, she would be out on the top of the mountain where I had my walk, and she would be sitting there on the top of the mountain before I even got there, and she'd be sitting on a rock. And as she sat on this rock, I often asked her, "How wonderful to sit on that rock. What vibrations do you feel today?" And a big smile would come across her face, and she would say to me, "I feel the vibration of love. I feel the vibration of peace. I have been in the far corners of the earth. I am a very complicated and a very complex and a very capable musician. And I played my music all over in the concert halls around the world as a pianist. And the vibrations that I heard from the music as I played it were always glorious and magnificent. But the vibrations that I feel sitting here on top of this mountain, in the quietness of the Southern California fastness, is a quietness, is a peace, is a vibration with an energy that is more revealed than I ever had before. And I believe, Cecilia said, that vibration is because I stopped to listen to it. I stopped to feel it. I stopped to enjoy it. I stopped to recognize that it is there and it is wonderful. Now, for many years, she did this. For many years, going through her late 80s, back in the 70s, she was doing this, a magnificent woman. And every time she'd turn around, she would feel uplifted. When she came to the campus of the University of Healing, she wanted to be the secretary for us. And she was a very capable, dedicated lady. She'd been a professional secretary, as well as a professional musician, as well as having lived in a monastery in India. And she had had many truly amazing experiences. But sitting, lying on her back, with her feet against the tree, and later going to the top of the mountain each morning before I even got there, and I got there early, and I walked over all the mountains around that property, all the meditation trails that I called them, and I felt illuminated and uplifted. But she was there before me, and she sat on those rocks, and she sat there, sometimes lotus, sometimes just sitting there, sometimes sort of leaning back a little bit, but always sitting quietly. And I said to her oftentimes, "Well, Cecilia, what vibrations do you feel today? What energy is revealed to you today?" And she would just look at me sometimes and not say a word, but just had that illuminating action on her face that made me realize that she had awakened to something more beautiful inside of herself than the glorious surrounding atmosphere could ever have brought to her. She brought to her meditation herself, and she brought her peace to that meditation. Now, sitting on top of the mountain truly was a glorious experience, and an experience that anyone would truly enjoy. It was something very uplifting, something very noble, something very spiritual, something that would tell you that this woman was not an ordinary lady. She was not an ordinary being. She was a person who had found something inside of herself. She had found a nobility inside of herself, and she was living that nobility every moment of her life. Yes, Cecilia had much to teach by how she lived. She had much to teach by the vibrations she was feeling from the mountains, that she was feeling from the tree, that she was feeling from herself. And because she had these vibrations so beautifully in tune, because she was not afraid of them, because she was not fearful that the vibrations might go away, might not be there, she went up there to be herself, to be a separate, to be apart. She went up there where she would not see people, she would not see anything except her own inner self. And she was not tired as she climbed that mountain. She was not tired as she climbed up there and sat on the top of the mountain. She did not breathe heavily. Finally, I made it. She just breathed gently and said, I am peace. I am peace. I am love. I am goodness. I am wholeness. I am now. And as she said these wonderful things, she was these wonderful things. You and I have the privilege of being in this peace, of being in this wholeness, of being in this vibration, and letting the energy be revealed to us, who and what we really are. Who and what we really think, who and what we really believe of ourselves. And as we enter into that awareness of who we are, what we are, who and what we really believe about ourselves, then we come to an awareness, we come to a consciousness, we come to a realization that the vibration is the energy of all revealed. I take time every moment of my life. I take time every morning, every evening, all day long. Under all conditions, I take time to be my ideal energy and let it be revealed as all. Let it be revealed as my life of peace, my life of contentment, my life of oneness, my life of goodness. And as I let it be revealed, it is revealed. Cecilia sat in her treasured time. She traveled the world. She had geniuses of many natures expressing through her, her magnificence. But it was when she found time to sit still and let the vibration is that was the energy of all. Let the vibration that was in her, let the vibration in her sink with the vibration all around her. And that energy was one in her. And that energy is one in you and in all. Because as you and I claim this energy, take time to be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am the energy of the universe. Be still and know that my vibrations are so glorious, that I am peace, that I am oneness, that I am the allness right now. And because I am peace and allness one now, nothing else matters. And I feel a glory and a goodness that transcends everything I have ever known before. Spiritual illumination comes to us in many ways. And vibrations are one of the most beautiful ways that the energy of all is revealed in my life and in your life now. Delight in it, for it is your treasure, your illumination, your awareness, your nowness. It is yours now.